Welcome to Great Bible Stories for Kids. Today's Bible story, Jesus celebrates the Passover feast. It was time for the Passover feast, but Jesus and his disciples had no place to celebrate the special meal. Then Jesus called Peter and John to his side. "Go and prepare the Passover for us that we may eat," he told them. "Do you have someplace in mind?" they asked Jesus. He replied, "When you go into the city, you will meet a man carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he is going. Then you shall say to the master of the house, 'Our teacher is asking for the guest room. His time is at hand. He will keep the Passover at your house with his disciples.' Then he will show you a large furnished upper room. Make preparations for the meal there." So Peter and John went on ahead and found everything just as Jesus has said it would be. There, they prepared the Passover meal. When it was evening, Jesus and the 12 disciples all came together to eat the Passover in the upper room. "This is a very special evening," Jesus told everyone. "Before my time of suffering begins, I want to eat the Passover with you one more time. I won't be eating it again until we come together in the kingdom of heaven." Then Jesus said, "The one who will betray me is here at the table with me tonight. It was prophesied that the Son of Man must die, but cursed is the one who betrays him." The disciples were all alarmed when they heard this, and they began to ask one another, "Who would do such a thing?" When the meal was over, Jesus got up from the table and began to wash the disciples' feet. When he came to Peter, Peter said to him, "Why are you washing my feet, Lord?" Jesus said, "Maybe you can't understand what I am doing for you here tonight, but one day you will." Peter shook his head. "You shall never wash my feet," he said. "If I don't wash your feet, you will have no part in my kingdom," Jesus replied. Peter bowed his head humbly. "Lord, wash everything then, not just my feet, but also my hands and my head." When Jesus had finished washing all their feet, he said, "You have seen me wash your feet, and now I want you to follow my example. Wash one another's feet." Then Jesus took bread and broke it and gave it to them to pass around. "This bread represents my body, which is given for you," he said. "Eat it in remembrance of me." Then he took a cup of grape juice and gave thanks to his heavenly Father for it. Afterward, he passed it around to the disciples. "Take this and drink from it," he said. "This cup of juice represents my blood, which I will shed for you. It is my new covenant with you. From this day forward, I won't be drinking any grape juice until I come again the second time." Now Jesus began to be very sad and spoke of his betrayer again. So John leaned back and asked Jesus plainly, "Lord, who is it?" And everyone after him also asked, "Is it I, Lord?" Judas also asked Jesus a question, and Jesus said, "It is he to whom I shall give a piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish." And having dipped the bread, he immediately gave it to Judas Iscariot. Then he said to Judas, "Whatever you're going to do, do it quickly." No one at the table knew what Jesus meant when he told Judas, "Do it quickly." Judas got up and went out immediately into the night. After he left, Jesus said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples." Jesus' example of washing feet is a beautiful symbol that we celebrate to show that he has washed away our sins. Many churches do this in a special ceremony called the Ordinance of Humility, or sometimes called the foot washing ceremony. We do it because Jesus asked us to do it. It is a very humbling experience, and Jesus knew that. He knew that if we were willing to wash another person's feet, we would be willing to do just about anything for them. We also have a ceremony called communion, in which we eat bread and drink grape juice. As Jesus said, the bread represents his body offered for you and me on the cross. The juice represents his blood shed for you and me when he died. When we take part of this ceremony, we are saying that we accept Jesus' sacrifice for us. Isn't that a wonderful gift that Jesus gave us? I invite you to pray now, giving thanks to Jesus for sharing with us those two beautiful symbols which represents his death for us on the cross. Join me in prayer. Dear God, thank you for your son Jesus, and thank you because you have given us those two beautiful symbols, the grape juice and the bread, which represents the death of Jesus for us. We accept them now in Jesus' name. Amen.